We are joined on the sofa this afternoon by author Peter Maggs. We've been talking about Murder in the Red Barn, which is his latest book, out only a few days, a couple of days
ago. A few days ago, yeah.
And so we're going to be talking more about his work as an author, but I'd like to go, as indeed Leslie does, back through the mists of time. We'll start off with your school days. Were they happy, jolly, carefree days?
No. No, I went to a series of Catholic schools. I was persecuted by the nuns at the first one, beaten by them at the second one, and the third one, which is grammar school. If the school failed me, I also failed it. I mean, it was one of these places where, you know, it was good on the sports field, good academically. I was lazy. I was terrible on the sports field, so we really didn't get on. So I left at the age of 16 with one O-level. No, great academic career.
Well, you've done all right.
Well, I think it's subsequently,
safe to say. So after school days, not the jolliest days of your life by all accounts, you got yourself involved in some in music, didn't you?
Well, that was the best thing that came out of the school, in fact, because I got together with a bunch of other blokes in my class, and well, they'd already formed a band, and they heard me play the guitar. And I joined the band. It was the Downliners. It subsequently became the Downliners Sect, although that was after my time. And they're a very well-known band. In fact, they're still going. We rehearsed together. I mean, we were just playing good old rock and roll, you know, from the late 50s, really.
Right.
This was 1960, 61, I'm talking about. And it was great. And we started getting gigs. We played around Suffolk. We played at the US Air Force bases. Bentwaters, I'm pretty sure, which is close to Woodbridge, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we played there. We certainly played at several other places.
You must have got a great reception from the American Airmen, because that's a little bit of home, isn't it? Here in rock and roll life.
It was great. No, it was really good. We'd go in a beat up old van, and then we'd get back to London about midnight and have double egg sausage chips and beans at the Ace Cafe on the North Circular Road.
What did you play?
I played guitar, lead guitar. I sort of, you know, I wasn't bad. I was sort of adequate. And that's not false modesty. But, you know, it was great. I really loved it. And we're all self-taught, you know, none of us read music or anything like that. It was all, you know, you'd listen to the records and then you'd, you know, work out the chords and there you went.
So it was a funny sort of time in music, wasn't it? That early 60s bit, because rock and roll's just kind of on the way out. The R&B boom's just looming and there's this little bit in the middle.
Yeah.
And well, could you feel something massive kind of bubbling? Was it, or is that a cliche, that whole idea?
No, it was. I mean, there were a lot of bands, and as you say, the rock and roll sort of morphed into the rhythm and blues. And I must be honest and say that, you know, my father always said to me, oh, you know, you're just copying other people. You never got in like that. You've got to have your own unique sound. And of course, you know, we never did. So we just copied other people. But, you know, we had some fun. We had a lot of fun.
Was it weird when the Downliners became the Downliners Sect and started to get a little bit sort of recognition? Was it weird thing? Because it was only a couple of the Downliners were in the became the Sect, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah,
to be playing with two of my mates. And
yeah. Well, my mate from school, Don Crane, he's still with them. In fact, I saw him not long ago. We met at Waterloo, I think, in the men's lavatory, if you do. He was going somewhere. I was going somewhere else. No, they're still going. And I sort of lost touch with them, and then I went into this nightclub up in London, and there they were playing. And I do remember they got a record in number 30 in the NME. Top 30, you know, and there they were, and I was thinking, oh God, I used to be with this band, what did I leave them for? But, you know, at the time it made sense and I didn't really regret it.
But you said goodbye to the Downliners,
yep.
But you said hello to the Eccentrics?
Yeah, well, they were the henchmen then. I mean, it was one of these stupid things. We parted company under slightly odd circumstances, but the new band they had much better equipment. They were good, again we started doing the gigs. We came here, you know, to Suffolk. We were playing around the home counties. We also did a few gigs up north, and then in March of '65 we got a record contract. Well, I say a record contract. We made a record, What You Got, and it did get played on the pirate stations a few times. Didn't get anywhere. It was Jerry Goffin and Carole King record. Nice record. Or nice song, rather. And then later, it was April or May, we managed to get a contract to play in this nightclub in Rome. And, you know, for sort of five guys from West London, you know, who'd never had Tuppence Halfpenny rubbed together. You know, it was big time money. And obviously Italy, you know. And so we left in a beat, again, another beat up old van, you know, no proper insurance. I mean, just minimum insurance, no medical insurance, no spare equipment. We broke down in Germany. I had to stay the night there, and I think it cost us 70 pence for a room in Germany in 1965. This was in Ulm. And then we got to Rome, and of course, I mean, it was just fantastic. You know, the weather was great. The nightclub was wonderful. And we just had a superb time.
I bet Rome in the mid-60s.
It was fabulous. It was fabulous. Of course, we had the long hair. And I mean, that was a big deal out there because nobody'd seen it. You know, the Italians were all really short-haired. Now, I remember we were walking around the city one time, and we looked round, and there a bunch of people had come out of a barber's shop to look at these strange people. And I can see it. There was a fella that was having a shave, and there was this big his mouth, you know, and this big white beard of shaving foam around him. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's fantastic. So the band were called The Eccentrics, and your single was called What You Got.
Yeah.
And the pirate radio stations played it.
Yes, I don't think it got onto the Beebs, or it might have got the odd play. I didn't hear it, but I certainly heard. I used to listen to Radio Caroline and Radio London a bit, and it certainly got played on there.
Well, it might be 49 years late, but. Nice chords. With Pete Maggs on guitar there. Nice chops there, Peter. That was The Eccentrics.